all of the laws that were set to protect us from what is happening right now, which is pure tyranny, are being overturned and eliminated for this new world order that is just so creepy. And now they're committing genocide in Ukraine, using them as their as our cat's paw to go after Russia, and carving up that country. And now it's so bad that they've got women that they're conscripting into the military en masse. You've got what's going on in Gaza and Israel, which is a tragedy that just won't stop. And worse news is coming out every single day. There was just a couple kids that were just killed in an airstrike. And we're funding all of it.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for coming on back to the show. That was my longtime friend and Google whistleblower, Zach Voorhees. He's back in full force, and this time we talk about endless war, smear tactics, and trolls. Thanks for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about a very important sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up. Your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress, and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, it's been far too long since we've walked down the path of total censorship and the police state known as our U.S. federal government and the intelligence agencies, which are now actively targeting the American people and our nation in general for destruction. I've got Google whistleblower Zach Voorhees. He's so much more than that at this point. He's a friend of the show, and we're really glad to have him back on. Zach, how are you, sir?
Sean, I am so great. Thank you for having me back on. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been far too long, man. And just a walk down history lane for those who don't know, Zach was helpful in organizing that lawsuit that we all formed against Google after we were all kicked off. So many of us, X22 Report, Sarah Westall, Red Pill 78, dozens and dozens and dozens of channels terminated by YouTube on October 15th, 2020, on the back of a Media Matters for America hit piece. 1 week later, kicked off of Patreon for another Media Matters for America hit piece. Zach was central to helping us organize that lawsuit, which unfortunately didn't yield any results. Shocker. That's because if you sue Google and or YouTube, you have to do it in their jurisdiction, which is California courts. Don't think you can get much of a fair shake in California courts any more than you can in Washington, D.C., can you?
No. They protect their own. They don't want to see Google leave. They're going to be their Praetorian guard.
Yeah, and let Google and YouTube get away with all measure of crime.
But Sean, remember what they kicked you off for? The Hunter Biden laptop.
Well, you know, specifically that Media Matters for America hit piece, the screen grab that they chose was me interviewing Dr. Shiva Ayadori. And the charge against me from these people, Media Matters, election interference. You know, it's just so weird, man. We live in an upside down world, as you well know. Meanwhile, the demon rats and the rhinos have passed a pork-filled bill to fully fund our criminal, stinking, rotten government. And I just want to play this clip, 49 seconds from Representative Chip Roy, who has it right. Welcome to your banana republic, friends.
We will be funding and therefore own, if you vote for this bill, Biden's illegal Department of Defense abortion travel fund. You own it. And by the way, all you social conservative groups out there, all you so-called pro-life groups, where the hell are you? Crickets, silence, because you care about political power more than the very thing you say you're for. And you know who you are. Transgender surgery to the Pentagon, Where are the social conservative groups cowering in the corner? Woke DEI offices across the Pentagon destroying the military morale. You can't even recruit anybody to the Pentagon anymore. You're funding it. Don't complain about it while you're funding it.
All right, I'll pause it there. Zach, I'm coming back to you. Our government is clearly captured. The fall of the Republic is at hand. I don't know how else to suss it out. Your thoughts?
Well, this looks like we're in a planned implosion. I think that we're going to be heading into World War III. And right now you've got a group of control oligarchs seizing power. And they're using these, you know, it's very important for these people to use, you know, this transgenderism, because these are the people that commit genocides. If you look in history through the Bolshevik Revolution, they put, you know, a lot of these transgenders into positions of power. And they're trying to do the same thing here, right? This whole DEI is a racist policy that's going in companies across the nation, right? Google was one of the first. And when I was coming out complaining about DEI, no one knew what the heck I was talking about. And now it's everywhere. It's literally everywhere. And now they're trying to mandate it into law. Unfortunately, you know, previous law says that you can't discriminate based on skin color. They're tossing that out of the window. All of the laws that were set to protect us from what is happening right now, which is pure tyranny, are being overturned and eliminated for this new world order that is just so creepy. And now they're committing genocide in Ukraine, using them as their as our cat's paw to go after Russia and carving up that country. And now it's so bad that they've got women that they're conscripting into the military en masse. You've got what's going on in Gaza and Israel, which is a tragedy that just won't stop. And worse news is coming out every single day. There was just a couple kids that were just killed in an airstrike. And we're funding all of it. And that's the problem, is that it's not someone else that's funding it. It's us, the taxpayer. We're going to be on the hook for the money and the pork barrel politics that are being printed out of thin air.
Well, you're spot on as usual, and I'm going to piggyback over a couple of line items that I wanted to bridge into because you mentioned what's going on in Gaza. And so I want to just focus on this new news. I think this is important because what's going on in Gaza is absolute hell on earth, crimes against humanity. It's absolutely barbaric. And I did see video of what you're talking about, four teenage boys walking home after trying to get into their bombed out building. Unsuccessfully, they were walking home down a path when they were struck by a missile, a drone missile fired by Israel, destroying these boys, killing them. I don't have words for it, Zach. I'm so incredibly angry about the way this world is being run into the ground. And here's Candace Owens. She posted this about 18 hours before being fired by Zionist Ben Shapiro in the Daily Wire. She tweeted this: "My crime is that I do not believe that American taxpayers should have to pay for Israel's wars or the wars of any other country. I will not change my mind. So the question is, what will you do to me next? The world is watching." Well, Zionist Ben Shapiro fired Candace Owens. Evidently, you dare not speak above your breath when speaking in condemnation of these war crimes, Zach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, it's just like, you know, it's funny because there's all these people saying how they're against war, but then, you know, this war comes around, then all of a sudden they switch sides. And then it's like, we got to fight this war. We got to fight this war. Right. And what's sad is, you know, this whole thing was triggered with a false flag operation in Israel, with that massacre of the music festival. And, you know, the interesting thing is that they sent a text message out for everyone not to bring guns. And as many people know, Israel is just armed to the teeth. People have guns, lots of them. And what they did is that they essentially told everyone not to bring their guns and made them sitting ducks, put them right next to the Gaza border. And then the IDF didn't respond for 7 hours. And when they did, it was overwhelming firepower. And they killed a lot of the festival goers themselves. The kibbutz that was hit with tank fire from the IDF. And this was, in fact, sort of Israel's 9/11. And it gave them the justification to commit this genocide that we see going on right now. And if anyone stands up, including Candace Owens, it doesn't matter how popular she is, she's going to be kicked out of the door by the gatekeepers. And that's what we just saw today.
The gatekeepers, the gatekeepers, the gatekeepers. When you mention the gatekeepers, it makes me want to rewind in this interview and talk about DEI. I want you to explain to people what DEI is, but I want to share some good news because we the people have the power, and the Texas School Fund has yanked $8.5 billion in investment money from BlackRock. Now, I think this is hilarious. BlackRock urges Texas fund managers to reconsider after $8.5 billion divestment. So people are getting damn fed up of DEI and the WEF and the woke BS. So explain DEI and how it's the destruction of everything we hold dear.
Diversity, equity, inclusion, which is what DEI stands for, is a policy in which they are trying to get more diverse workplaces, which kind of sounds like a good idea on the surface level. But when you look at the details, what it really means is, taking whites out of positions of power, denying them jobs because of the color of their skin, which has always been something that they denied until it happens. And then they turn around and they say it's a good thing. And what's happening at all these different companies is that they're getting these DEI commissaries that are going through and evaluating the entire company and then trying to figure out how to radically and racially transform the company in order to get a more diverse workplace. And that diverse workplace, well, diversity doesn't include, white people. We're all lumped as a singular race. But if they bring in more Chinese, if they bring in more Koreans, if they bring in more Blacks, if they bring in more Hispanics, LGBT women, then that's considered diverse. Anything except white males. And the problem with that is that those white males are still employed by all these different companies. And so these companies are adopting a policy in which they try to gently nudge white people out of the door. And this is one of the things I disclosed with my Google leaks is that not only are they being discriminatory in their hiring practices, but they are also fiddling with the attrition. So that means that when an employee leaves or they begin the process of exiting, companies may decide that they actually want to keep this person and reevaluate their salary positions. Well, it's Google's official stance that if you're white, they're not going to try to hold on to you. They're just going to let you leave and they're going to replace it with, someone that is quote unquote diverse. And not only is this being applied to the transformation of the employment of the company and the employees that make up the company, but it's also being applied to the products and services that they are offering. Right. And you see what's going on with Hollywood and Disney. And now they're trying to put it into video games. And a lot of the people are still asleep into figuring out what's actually going on, because it sounds so good. Oh, how could you be against diversity, inclusion, and equity? But that's not actually what it's about. It's about disempowering white people. They're bringing in massive amounts of immigration. And what they want to do is they want to get these foreigners into positions of power within our corporations. They want to take people like you and me and they want to remove them, right? Because of the color of the skin, because I've got blue eyes, because they consider me not diverse. And if we don't stop it, we're going to, with massive protests and massive, standing up against what's going on, then this is going to take over and they're going to shred, constitutional, like California, for example, has a constitution that says you can't discriminate. And guess who's against it? Who was against it in the 90s? It was the left. And now it's the left that's trying to shred that. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is funny because, they pretend to champion such things, except when it actually goes in the law, which is brought by, a conservative voting base. Suddenly they're against anti-racist policies, right? Their terms of what anti-racism means against white people. In fact, they've changed the definition of what anti-racist is. And they're even saying that racism is based on prejudice plus power. So they changed the definition so that we can't even call out racism when it happens against us. And if you look at this as one isolated instance, okay, that's kind of funny, but you take in World War III, you take in the vaccines, you take in the increase of taxes. And what it's really clear is that this is a seizure of power. And they're doing it through the control of the narrative and the influence that they have on the indoctrinated sheep that actually believe these people. And so DEI is just yet another front that's opening up against the total dismantling of our free and open society, and they're replacing it with something that is authoritative, top-down, and controlled by central oligarchs, which is what our country is currently being transformed into.
Yeah, and they're breaking everything as they go. I'll give you an example. So the FAA, under this DEI insanity, has announced that they want to hire people with mental illness. Can you imagine hiring somebody with mental illness to be an air traffic controller, one of the most stressful jobs in the world? Beyond that, the hidden camera footage coming out of Boeing, the Boeing factory, is indicating that the people building the planes would never fly on them. The MAX airplanes, they're not safe. Parts are falling off these airplanes. It's just a matter of time before airplanes start falling out of the sky, especially if under DEI, unqualified or underqualified pilots are hired just so there can be some color in the cockpit. It's insanity, Zach. They're trying to break everything on purpose. And I wanted to ask you a related question, really, about information and finding true information.
Well, I do want to talk about Boeing a little bit, because I did find something that was kind of interesting.
Okay, we'll go back to that in one second. I just wanted to show you this, since you used to work for this horrible company, Google, whose moniker used to be "Don't be evil." So I just wanted to show you just a simple Google search. You guys can search for anything you want. I typed in Zach's name, and these are the returns. Okay, just ridiculous, ridiculous returns. And now I did the same exact search via Bing, and look what you get.
Yeah,
my get his website. You get the actual returns. Bing is functioning as a search engine for real information to some degree. Google is not. Look at this. It's an interview I did with you years ago, 2021. Even that's coming up. You will not find this information via Google. Google is a book burning operation. Google is now a search tool, not for information. It is a filter out information search tool. Zach, I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, you know, when they went IPO, they had this sort of constitutional declaration that they would do no evil. But more specifically, what they said is that they would organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And the problem with that is that they violated every single, you know, part of that constitutional statement. They are now evil. They do not organize the world's information and make it universally accessible. They're using AI ranking in order to push a narrative. In fact, you know, in the slides that I disclosed to the public, the AI ethicists at Google came out with slides that talked about the four-step process necessary in order to program people like us. And that's literally verbatim what they use. People like us are programmed. And when I saw this, I was like, this has got to be a mistake. But no, I saw it within different slide decks within the company. And when I saw that, I'm like, you know, people need to see what's really going on in the inside of this. You know, Google is fashioning themselves as an influence operation, a propaganda outlet that Edward Bernays and other, you know, propagandists could only dream of having. And, you know, my point, one of my points of coming out was that, look, we need to diversify our search engine results, right? Like, if Google's going to censor us, then what we need to do is we need to censor Google and stop using the product. And I do want to touch on the hilariousness of this Google Gemini AI project that's been coming out. It is, you know,
I just jotted that down. Google's woke AI. Yeah, that was my next question for you.
Yeah, it's woke AI, right? Gemini, right? And would you believe it that the person who was handed control over essentially AI aligning this large language model was none other than Jen Janai? Do you remember the last time she got super famous? It was because of Project Veritas and our sting operation. Well, actually, it's their sting operation, but it was my disclosure. They found Jen Janai. They got her into a restaurant down here in the Mission District of San Francisco, and they got a few margaritas in her, and she said that only something the size of Google could stop the next Trump situation. And this was in response to what Elizabeth Warren had to say about breaking up Google. She's like, no, you can't break it up. All these small companies apart can't stop the next Trump situation. And it was like blatant admission that Google was going to engage in election interference. And so that person that damaged the company's reputation so much, they decided to give her the reins to make this artificial intelligence absolute garbage. And that's exactly what she did. They pulled it a week later because people were saying, hey, who are the founding fathers? And it was showing black people, women, and people that weren't really part of the founding fathers of our nation. And then you go and you say, well, you know, show me some Nazis, and they have, you know, black Nazis, which is absolutely hilarious, right? And not representative of what's going on. And people saw this, and even the left was like, oh my God, what's going on? Now, if I had said this like 3 years ago, the left would have said, oh, that's crazy. You need to go take your medication or some insane stuff like that. But now it's happening, and now it's in front of everyone, and we all get to sit around and say, this is total clown world. And here's the thing, Sean, is that Apple looked at that AI and they said, yeah, let's bring that onto the Apple iPhone. And that's what they're doing right now. They're in talks to bring the worst AI in the world and put it on everyone's iPhone.
Yeah, of course they are.
It's blowing my mind, right? And it's like, well, where do we go? Like, what other phone do we use? We have Apple, we've got Android. Like, I don't even know anyone that uses anything other than those two phones. Google's going to put Gemini AI on their phone for sure. And Apple's now going to do it too. It's like, we can't even escape this thing. Like, do I go live on a boat and bring 70 pounds of rice and fish from the ocean? What?
Solana, you follow crypto a little bit, I think, but Solana had a phone that they introduced, I don't know, 6 months, a year ago, sold out like overnight. I own Solana and I didn't even know about this phone. So I didn't even have time to buy it before it sold out. And then people who bought the phone have gotten somewhere in the neighborhood of $20,000 of value through airdrops of tokens that they're getting for free because of this phone. So Solana has a phone that will compete. And that is a glimmer of hope because, yeah, these monopolies, it's so disgusting. Apple and Google partnering, it's not AI in the genuine sense. Google's Gemini was programmed to give those bad results. Those are people behind that.
Yeah, and here's the problem with what they're doing, right? Like, a well-functioning mind is one where the world makes sense, right? Like, rational thought. And what's happening is that they're feeding deliberately bad information to this AI in order to corrupt it. And what's happening is that there's something similar to human insanity that is happening to these artificial intelligence systems when you're feeding it contradictory information and lots of it. And as a result, what you get is you get these insane, sick AIs that produce these clown world scenarios, images, soon video, and people are waking up and saying, wait, how is this possible? And some people are coming out and saying, oh, this was unintentional. No, this is a reflection of the data that Google chose to expose this AI to. And the company's employees are so terrified that they all knew that this was a train wreck. But you know what? They're making $250,000 a year. Why rock the boat? They know what happens to anyone that stands up against the corporation. They go down. And so, you know, if they were the type that was obstinate, they would have been out long ago. Instead, they're just, you know, coming in, putting in their 6 hours, going home on the corporate bus and not raising a stink. But even the employees themselves knew that this was going to be a train wreck. The leadership was completely blind to it. They got blindsided when they released it. And, you know, that's the reason why it's really important for other people to make, you know, basically rogue AIs, right? Because the cost of making your own AI is dropping dramatically. I know that there's another content creator out there. I won't say his name, but, he's actually one of my, I'm actually consulting for him, helping him build the AI, but he's taking a lot of this content that podcasters are producing, like, you know, yourself, and downloading all of the content. And then I've got the downloader that I made for him. And then I've got a tool called Transcribe Anything. You can find it on GitHub. It's got 300 stars, open source, and it will take the audio from these videos and then transcribe it using artificial intelligence. And then what we use is we use another AI in order to generate questions and answers. And it turns out that if you've got like 10,000 question and answers, you can actually fine tune a model so that it reflects the content creator that you fine tuned it on. Right. And so there's this project to get all of these dissident voices together through an AI. And we're going to see what that produces. And what I believe it's going to produce, a highly cohesive, intelligent machine that is going to be able to contradict these insane answers that are coming out of, you know, ChatGPT, more specifically Gemini. And we're going to be able to see, you know, well, you know, what's the true power of this artificial intelligence? Can we get a better view of reality by, you know, seeing and observing the answers from these rogue AIs? And I don't see that this trend is going to stop. I think rogue AIs, as this AI technology gets cheaper and more powerful, what you're going to see is you're going to see these individuals coming out and saying, hey, I'm just going to train AI that's also trained on the total sum human knowledge. And then we're going to see what happens. This is going to be a contradiction. I see that there's a fight brewing right now. The government is already coming in trying to get ahead of this. Joe Biden put out an executive order a few months ago talking about artificial intelligence alignment and the threshold that a company would need in order to fall under the regulatory control of the government, right? And by that, I mean that they're literally going to have a commissar in their company that's going to be guiding the artificial intelligence to make sure that it is, quote, safe. And this is going to apply to any company that's got an AI model that is at the same size or larger than ChatGPT-4. And so I see this right now as first they're going to come and they're going to try to stop people from creating rogue AIs. And then after that, what they're going to do is they're going to come for the decentralized information that still exists out there. First, they're going to do it on the internet, but then they're also going to come for the books. Because look, a human can't read all of the books that humanity has created, but pretty soon an AI will, like all of them. And once you feed all the dissident narratives throughout history into this thing, you're going to have an artificial intelligence that has the knowledge of what really happened in human history. And guess what that means for the oligarchs? They're not going to like it because their power is based on narrative. And as Napoleon said, what is history but a lie that we all agree on?
Exactly.
And once that lie gets exposed, things start to unravel. So I think things are going to get very interesting with the AI front. Google opened this huge salvo of, it gave us a glimpse in the dystopian nightmare that we'll be headed to if we don't change course.
Well, let me ask you about TikTok in this bill to essentially ban TikTok. Is this a Trojan horse so that they can come after everybody in the alt media that is a threat to the mainstream horror media in the system? Because this TikTok bill, I've heard, is just that, a Trojan horse. What do you make of this TikTok ban?
Yeah, I was actually really hopeful that Trump would have something against TikTok, because I know that when the left tries to ban something, it's usually a lot worse than what they say that it's going to do. And I have a feeling Trump would have just, you know, basically said, hey, China can't have influence over the American population. What Biden's doing is that he's basically saying that anything can be falling under this, you know, regulation. It's not just TikTok. You know, it's going to be YouTube. It's going to be Twitter. It's going to be any social media company out there. And this is what this law, I mean, they're saying, oh, we need to ban TikTok. But in reality, they're going to, this is a regulatory play to make everyone play ball, right? And so I'm against it now because of Biden, because it's going too far. I don't want social media companies to report to the government. I want them to be free, you know, places of expression. And even if Google, you know, and YouTube lock it down, at least we still have the power of the free market to bring our business elsewhere. The problem about this TikTok bill is that they're cutting off alternative sources of information so that we only get what is allowed on these authoritative platforms. And if you don't say something that is aligned with their, quote, authoritative narrative, you know, well, you saw what happened in October of 2020, you know, you get kicked off because, you know, Media Matters writes a hit piece that is full of lies. And then the people, for some reason, at these companies say, you know what, we're going to pay attention to that, even though it's a smear piece that's full of half-truths. So we're going to just go ahead and kick everyone else off because we don't want the information coming out about, you know, the president's son. And that's where it ends, right? Like, it starts with, oh, we want to protect Americans. And then it comes out to, hey, this is justified that we kick everyone off of these platforms because they're talking about how corrupt the president's son, you know, is. And this flies in the face of the First Amendment. right? Like, we don't have a functional First Amendment if the spaces that we go to in order to express our free speech are controlled by these gatekeepers who are deciding what to amplify and what not to.
Yep. And it's so much worse than that, because the NSA is openly spying on some of the biggest names in alternative news, right? And I would count Tucker at this point as being part of alternative news to some degree, because he went to Russia to interview this man that the West absolutely despises, that the Zionists absolutely despise. And here's what he had to say about Western elites. And I think it's very telling. He's talking about the unjust state of affairs in international affairs. And he said the writing's on the wall, because these people are used to filling their bellies with human flesh and their pockets with money for centuries. Okay, but it's all coming to an end, and the world is starting to realize just how evil the controlling elite are. And I want to follow that up with this clip from Joe Rogan about Tucker Carlson and his visit to Russia. Listen to this.
Did you see that Tucker Carlson said that the NSA got into his signal?
The NSA admitted it a couple of years ago that they were up in my signal account. They did that again, called other people. Oh, he's going to interview Putin. I hadn't told anybody that. My wife, two producers, that's it. Then I'm over there, and of course I want to see Snowden, who I admire. And he just said, respectfully, I'd rather not anyone know that we met. Great. The only reason I'm telling you this, Semaphore reporting information they got from the U.S. intel agencies leaking against me using my money in my name. They run this piece saying I'd met with Snowden, like it was a crime or something. And if you have a media establishment that acts as an auxiliary of or acts as employees of the national security state, you don't have a free country.
All right. I'll pause it there. I'll come back to you. I have comments on that, but I'll let you comment first. Your thoughts.
Yeah. Proton Mail and Signal are not secure. It's a honey trap, and it's a false narrative that they're pointing out. I've personally been censored through Proton Mail. And it's actually a really interesting background story on this. There was a recruitment, someone tried to recruit me to work on a project called the ARC, which was, and the guy that was running it was a self-avowed Zionist. And he tried to recruit me for this AI project that he said was going to destroy all the enemies of the Jews. And what he said was so supremacist and repulsive that I basically, you know, told him off. And, you know, one of the targets was Russia. And so I just basically sent an email to one of the Russian embassies while I was in Costa Rica fleeing the COVID pandemic. And I sent this this email to the Russian embassy saying, hey, this guy wants to take out Russia and he's got this crazy AI project. You need to keep tabs. The email bounced back with a status 410 code, which means it's an HTTP code, which means that, at least Proton Mail was kind enough to tell me that the reason why it bounced was because of censorship, which is funny because, you know, they're saying, oh, it's encrypted. No one's looking over your shoulder. Yeah, bullshit. I got a 410 bounce on my email when I tried to message the Russian embassy warning him about this guy. Tucker Carlson went on Signal and the NSA read all of it. Yeah, that's what they do. Encryption is probably broken. It's backdoored. These apps that you're using are all being monitored and being reported to the government. And in a way, they actually kind of want you to know that, even though they're kind of keeping it on the down low, you know, for legal reasons. They don't want to get in trouble with the law, so they deny it. But then they kind of let other intermediaries let you know that, yeah, everything that you do is being watched and, you know, recorded and then being analyzed by, you know, the military. And that's the world we live in now. Like, they're building this digital prison and this playground so that, you know, we get our information filtered. Our communications get monitored, which flies in the face of the Constitution. You should be secure in your papers and effects, right? Well, how can you do that if all the paper is now not paper, it's digital, and they're reading the digital, you know, facsimile of paper, essentially what it is. And so they're not taking this Constitution and extending it to its natural destination, which is online. What they're saying is they're saying, well, it's online, so it doesn't count now. We can record everything. And then they deny it. And then once it becomes out in the open that this is what they're doing, then the narrative simply changes to, well, yes, we're doing it and it's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like geoengineering, right? just like the vaccine, the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Like all
the deep state by the New York Times. Yes, the deep state exists and it's awesome.
All right, let's bridge into, in the 15 minutes we have left, this last topic, because speaking of spying, smear tactics, and trolls, as you know, I've been at this a very, very long time, okay? I'm not new to any of this. I've been around the block a time or two, friends. And as Zach well knows, in 2012, my website and me personally were being viciously attacked on a daily basis by a well-organized tranche of trolls. And I documented all of their IP addresses and the horrible, horrible messages they were leaving on my website, SGT Report. And with the help of my webmaster, we tracked them all back to one very, very interesting culprit. Listen to this.
Some of these hate messages are long, detailed, venomous spiels, while others are just a single derogatory word or two. They've been left on almost every single thing we've published. This one from the name Pentagon Trash at pentagon.trash@hotmail.com. Here's another with the web address paid.shill@sgtreport.com. And take a look at this one from the name Bob Chapman is a crook at bobchapmanisacrook@retard.com. When people leave me a comment on my website, they also leave their IP address. So let's take a closer look at the IP addresses of these comments. The purple one, 17116116010, is from Concord, USA, near Oakland. The green one traces back to Weehawken, USA, near New York. The blue one traces back to near New York as well. And the red one is from near Oakland, California. And here's the rub. Every single one of these links has one critical thing in common. These IP addresses are on opposite sides of the country, but they have almost all originated from network space fully owned by none other than Bank of America. Look it up for yourself at the American Registry for Internet Numbers.
Yep. So that's the rub, guys. I've been at this a very long time. And when I was getting ad hominems hurled at me on a daily basis, calling me a fag and a whore and a bitch and all these terrible things, and that my website's a joke, I sussed it out pretty quickly. It was a well-organized machine coming from Bank of America, because at that point, you remember, Zach, I cut my teeth in the silver, gold, and honest money space, and I was talking about the Federal Reserve and all the problems we have now because of the Rothschild printing presses. No wonder Bank of America targeted me. But guess what? As soon as I released that video, the attacks stopped. Overnight, they just stopped. So wow. I tell you, let's talk a little bit about spying, smear tactics, and trolls, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about Polly.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. This is the funny thing. I supported Polly. I liked her research. She was even part of our lawsuit against Google, punchgoogle.com, because, you know, her voice is important and it needs to be heard. And unfortunately, what she's done is now she's turned her attention towards this wellness corporation. Now, I'm not paid by the wellness corporation. I don't know any of the people that run it. I've never talked to them, but I did. You know, Miriam's been talking to me about this for a while, and she's been pretty obsessed, and it sort of just blew up out of nowhere. And so I was like, okay, is everyone really compromised? And I started to look deeper into this. At first, I thought that this was actually possibly some sort of money octopus that was keeping the right-wing dialectic alive in order to, like, you know, establish conflict. But
can we level set, though, for the audience? Because for those who aren't following this, and I didn't really want to mention her name specifically, because honestly, this is water off a duck's back to me. I've been at this a very, very long time. Yeah. So I just want to make something clear. The person you mentioned lives in Canada. The government of that person who lives in Canada, the Canadian government, is actively paying to help assist in the suicide of depressed people, disabled people, autistic people, people in poverty. So that country will pay to kill its citizens, but they will not pay to help their citizens get better or healthy in a pandemic. Same thing here, right? In this country, during the pandemic, people would end up in the hospitals on vents, put on remdesivir, and they would die. That right. was the protocol. This company, the wellness company, right? All they're doing is trying to provide the stuff you're going to need during the next pandemic, the stuff your Western medical crook of a doctor will not prescribe. He will not prescribe ivermectin or any of the other things that will be helpful, but this company will. And one of the doctors that went to the wellness company was Dr. James Thorpe. I've had him on the show. He was fired from a Texas hospital, 35-year career as an absolute superstar. And they fired him for telling his pregnant patients the truth about the potential dangers of the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. Jim Thorpe landed at the wellness company. So all I've been saying, and by the way, I wasn't going to wade into this briar patch at all, but I kept getting emails for, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in a row from people who support me saying, hey, we got your back. How you holding up against these attacks? I hadn't even been following them. So after a month of this, of people who are affiliates of TWC getting absolutely trashed by that person you mentioned and her troll army, I decided to finally defend myself on Twitter. And boy, it's funny to watch how people will point the finger at you. The troll army will point the finger at you as being the bad guy for trying to defend yourself against all of this BS. So that's right. My 2 cents on where
right,
we're
here's at. Here's the problem with the narrative is that there's all this spin, right? But I can't find any hard facts about, you know, what is so bad about a company coming out and doing a sponsorship. And this idea that anyone that they put money into their pocket is 100% bought and sold to this, you know, wellness corporation.
Well, let me interject again. I don't even know what that's about, because I've seen numbers being hurled around by this person you mentioned who lives in Canada, like people are being paid $10,000 a month or whatever it is. No, it's it's a standard affiliate deal. This is standard across all businesses. It's a 15% affiliate commission if you talk about the wellness company and people can go and sign up so that they can be healthful during the next pandemic. It's a 15% standard affiliate deal. I mean, at least as it pertains to me.
It looks like their crime is that they were really successful with it. And, you know, they've even reached the president's son. Yeah, that does deserve some investigation. The problem is that she's jumping to these conclusions and she's, you know, she's basically doing what the left-wing media is doing, which is to take, you know, a small bit of truth. They are in a lot of people's pockets. And then without doing the due diligence, come to these wild conclusions and then generate a lot of spin. And then when people get upset because she's pushing a false narrative, then she's like, oh, everyone's getting upset at me. Look, they're all scrambling because I'm exposing all the rats. And it's just like, look, like, show us like concrete evidence that any of this stuff that you're saying that everyone's bought out, because she's even saying that James O'Keefe is bought out, right? Like, this is the guy that made me famous. Like, this is the guy, the most stubborn guy in the fucking planet. And she's making the claim that he's bought out.
He literally just made a video the other day saying that he cannot be bought. He made that video. He said, what is your price? Is it 10 million, 20 million, 100 million? Because if there's a price, you can be bought. And he literally said explicitly, I cannot be bought. My soul is not for sale. So I will stand with these people over these God blessed frickin' trolls, because there's a bigger picture at play here. I'm sick and tired of the trolls and the divisiveness, right? The divide and conquer tactics, Zach.
Well, I do want to say that there was this rumor that Paulie's husband was military intelligence. Pete was telling me this, Pete Santilli. And then he wasn't able to ever deliver on those goods. He said that it didn't really pan out in that research. So, Paulie, if you're offended that I said that your husband might be military ops, I'm sorry. I retract that. But it's very weird that you're pulling the pin on the shit grenade and trying to slam people that are actually suffering. They've literally suffered, you know, and had ridicule, financial cancellations for standing up and being stubborn and saying the truth anyways. And you're going to attack them with, you know, a spin and pretty much nothing but narrative. And this is the problem that I have, is that what is everyone bought out? Like, this is a demoralization campaign, is what 100%. It feels like.
100%.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I wanted to even cover this today, because it's a demoralization campaign. These are smear tactics, and her troll army is real and they believe it. They digest everything she says and they believe it as though it was biblically written. And I just don't understand it, because the big picture is this: during the pandemic, people would go to the hospital, their loved ones would be locked out, nobody would advocate for them, they'd be put on a vent, they'd be put on remdesivir, and they would die a lonely death. This company will allow you, during the next pandemic, to not go down that road, to talk to a real doctor who cares about your health via teleconferencing, via Zoom, whatever, so you can get actual medicine to help yourself, so you don't go into those death zones called hospitals. So this is my line in the sand here. I will stand with people like Dr. James Thorpe. I will stand with people like Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. And I will stand against these GD trolls, because they're not being intellectually honest. They're just being trolls. And I think it's sick.
I do think it's sick. And for those of you that want to know kind of like what's happening, you know, a really good clue is something that was revealed in the movie Hypernormalization, but they said, oh, look what Russia's doing. But the exact same thing is happening here. Sean, I did send you a link through this Zoom app, if you could possibly play it. And I think that would be a great way to close this off, because it's very important information of what the narrative playbook is going to be for the United States. And what that playbook is that, you know, there is controlled opposition. And then what they do at the end is that they say, oh, look, everyone's being controlled by the state. And so you don't know who to believe and what not to believe. And this is the pattern that I see with what's happening with Polly, is that she's trying to demoralize everyone by saying that everyone that you're following is actually bought out, and they're just like, everything's bought out and no one's telling the truth. And it's disorienting and it's demoralizing.
And it's slanderous. And I find it extremely offensive, because I've risked everything to do this. I lost my job at Target, right? In the marketing headquarters. I was there for a decade, a rising star in the marketing department, loved my job, started getting a little too truthy in the workspace about 9/11. And, you know, the rest is history.
Right.
So I'm willing to die on this hill, because the truth matters. The truth is paramount. And people that want to spend all day dividing and conquering and being part of a troll army, you really, really need to look inward, folks. You're not doing humanity any good services. All right, let's play this clip from Zach.
Zarkov's aim was not just to manipulate people, but to go deeper and play with and undermine their very perception of the world, so they are never sure what is really happening. Zarkov turned Russian politics into a bewildering, constantly changing piece of theater. He used Kremlin money to sponsor all kinds of groups, from mass anti-fascist youth organizations to the very opposite, neo-Nazi skinheads. And liberal human rights groups who then attacked the government. Zarkov even backed whole political parties that were opposed to President Putin. But the key thing was that Zarkov then let it be known that this was what he was doing, which meant that no one was sure what was real or what was fake in modern Russia. As one journalist put it, it's a strategy of power that keeps any opposition constantly confused. A ceaseless shape-shifting that is unstoppable because it is indefinable.
That's powerful. Sounds a little bit like what's going on here, huh?
Yeah.
In our country.
I mean, the elites will tell you the truth, but they only say the truth when they talk about other countries, right? Oh, Saddam Hussein, he had body doubles, right? Oh, you know, Putin is controlling the opposition. It's just like, just take what they're saying about other countries and then just apply it to what's happening in our country, and it's going to make total sense.
100%. What's the best way to follow you, Zach?
Yeah. If you want to see my Google leaks, come to my website, zachvoorhees.com. If you want to catch a lot of my musings and intellectual droppings, go to twitter.com/perpetualmaniac. That was my gamer tag before I inadvertently became well-known because of the Google leaks. You know, that's where I report a bunch of stuff. Sometimes they float conspiracy theories. My latest one is, I think that the Boeing whistleblower was actually killed by the deep state, because, you know, they killed him after he gave the testimony. So why would they kill him? You know, there's a lot that's going on with the world, especially with artificial intelligence. Everyone that is of credible authority is lying to you. They're saying that's far away, or, you know, it's not going to happen, or we're 10 years away. It's all lies. We are going through a massive transformation. I'm one of the only people that is sounding the alarm on this, in a realistic way. I was one of the first ones to post, I think it was 2020, that ChatGPT is going to represent an AI Lucifer. And everyone thought that I was crazy. And now look, it's 2024 and, people are going biblical in this AI, you know? And so, you know, you heard it from me first. And I tend to be, you know, at the forefront with a lot of these stories, before they become stories. And so if you want to sort of like see what's, you know, on the horizon, come follow me at twitter.com/perpetualmaniac.
All right, brother. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Sean.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. If you're still with us, I'll remind you every single day for free, you can check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and all of those mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God truly bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it is. It's a conspiracy. This biopharmaceutical complex now has complete control. 9 out of our last 10 FDA commissioners got their jobs, their next jobs with big pharma or, you know, entities in this biopharmaceutical complex. We have a situation where Ed Dowds published the book on all the excess mortality, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons calling for the vaccines to come off the market, same as the World Council for Health, Florida Surgeon General Joe LaDapo. So the point I was making is we have two major presidential candidates that are willfully blind to a massive loss of American lives. And they're focused on other things. And Americans are steaming mad.